Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, welcome back. We've got an almost evening edition of, we actually don't really have a name for this, but today it is interviews with the eight-arm octopus, somebody who I absolutely love, who can honestly do so much in marketing. It is absolutely incredible. Jeannie, thank you so, so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So awesome. I haven't noticed this before. I thought I saw it on our call earlier today, but you have a certain thing printed out on your wall. I've never noticed this. You have the SMU Crew Manifesto.
Yes, and it is big. It seems like it was forever ago now. SMU has become such a big part of my life. It's hard for me to remember when it wasn't part of it. But when you sent that, and it was so perfect, it just really summed up all the things that I was thinking and couldn't put into words. And I thought, you know, I have to look at this every day, no matter what's going on. And when I moved my office in here into our spare bedroom, which my six-year-old niece also thinks is her room, and she lets me come in here, and that's her desk back there. So she thinks that she's an entrepreneur too. I thought, you know, I want to put that someplace so that I never forget that is sort of the lodestar for me. That's the guiding, that's the North Star. That's the guiding principle. So I took it to, I believe it was Staples or Office Depot, and I said, I need you to blow this up as big as you can blow it up, and I can still read it. And that's what I got.
That is seriously so cool. So, Jeannie, you are a Southern gal throughout, which is awesome. I've learned a lot about Southern gals, and you guys have a different way about life in that there's like a natural class. I'm not saying that people from the North don't have it, but there's something different about Southerners that's so fun. And so you've been building your business mostly with local small businesses up until this point. Tell us a little bit about your journey as a social media manager.
Wow. I started in social media back in the right about the time Facebook came out. I was the VP of marketing and communications and sponsorship. We just made up names for ourselves all the time. I was a partner in a business that it was actually hugely successful, creating and then launching and managing events. And I quickly realized that Facebook might be a good way for us to get the message out. It was all pretty new then. And a lot of what I learned, I'd say those first 2 years was just hit and miss. It was sort of, you know, necessity is the mother of education pursuit. And really got involved with Twitter, found a lot of sponsors on Twitter and a lot of exhibitors on Twitter, very B2B. And over time, I thought, you know, I really enjoy this. This is such a natural feel for me because much like the meme on Facebook, you know, LinkedIn is the new Rolodex and, you know, that sort of thing. It made sense to me in a way. It was a very natural thing. And I think it really helped me that I had a deep background in traditional marketing that made social media just make so much sense to me. And then it gave me the opportunity to sort of talk to other people about it even early on that were very hesitant about it and sort of help them understand, oh, this is what you already know. It's just a little different. So, you know, I came up, took a couple of courses online from some other folks that were, you know, okay, did tons of reading, started taking tons of classes, and really full-time started working with folks in marketing about 2012, I guess, 2013. That was more website, email marketing, some online stuff. And then I found you 2 years ago, almost, gosh, it'll be 2 years ago, like next month. And
so crazy.
It isn't having seen a lot of people And I wouldn't say I'm a course junk. I'm a course think I want that junkie, but I don't often pull the trigger. But I have taken maybe four or five other folks stuff every time. You immediately struck me. There was just something about you, and I thought she knows what she's talking about. And you're pretty straightforward, which is my way. Like, just tell me this sucks. Okay, well then I'll do something else. Do you know what I mean? Like, that I can learn so much from that woman. And yeah, so I think that you've brought it up to a whole nother level for me.
So cool. Now, you have had an interesting journey in that you took a big jump and you left your 9-to-5 and you just are like that entrepreneur who's like, I'm going to make the jump and build the plane on the way down. Like, that reminds me of you, and you're sitting there like, yes, we can, you know, we're going to build this plane and we're going to make it happen. So you've had some really fun experiences with clients over the last couple of years, because not everybody works with local clients, but you have. Tell me a little bit about what you've learned working with local clients that and small businesses that other people, maybe it might be an insight for them.
Wow. I have had a lot of fun working with local businesses. I will say that. I think one of the things that I've enjoyed that maybe will help other people, or they can sort of think about if they're starting their journey, it is easier, in my opinion, to, and practice isn't the right word because that sounds like you don't know what you're doing, but to really get your feet wet and really dig in with a small business. Because now that I've worked with some much larger clients, and I've worked in very sort of siloed ways with them, maybe they hired me to do a certain thing and there were three other people doing, you know, three other parts of their marketing, it's always hard to know what impact that you've had for them, right? Because you're just part of a big machine. When you go in and you help a small business, you know it's you, they know it's you, you see the difference. And for me, that's so gratifying. And it's a good way to encourage you, because sometimes, like I said, when you're sort of doing something in a big group, it's hard to know if you're really having an impact, but you know that with small businesses. I think it also sort of teaches you a lot about how to talk to people, because when you're on the phone with somebody, I realize that not everybody is like me and their friends will never play poker with them, because if I think it, it's like all over here in about 2 seconds. But when you're on the phone with people, it's very hard sometimes to read them. And you know that when you're in sales or you're really trying to sort of feel something out, body language and facial expression can mean a lot. And I think it really helps you hone your sales skills and your people skills, and sort of this is what they're saying they're afraid of, but this other thing is really what they are afraid of skills when you're talking to people in person. I'd say that is probably, for me, the two biggest things about working with small businesses that I think are important for anybody starting out.
I think that's huge, because I oftentimes think of like Brian Chesky, the founder of Airbnb and Zappos, and he would always say like, we're going to scale the unscalable. And they did a lot of things that people said would never be able to be scaled. We've got people ringing the door. That's the beauty of working from home. You never know what's going to happen. So he said like, we're willing to do what other people aren't. And they ultimately ended up building a multi-billion dollar company. I think several, which is just so crazy cool. Now, you're willing to do that as you build relationships, one relationship at a time. Tell me a little bit about your favorite like industries and types of businesses to work with.
Oh my gosh. There are a lot. And I will tell you, this is... when you work with small businesses, sometimes you see people that are doing things so maybe disorganized, or maybe not just in the way you would have set it up, and they are crazy successful. And it's awful, but it does sort of make you think, okay, I can do this because I'm already more organized than they are, and they're making $10 million this year. One of my favorite businesses, I think, is I really enjoy the restaurant business. Something that I've started to work in now is distilleries and breweries.
Ooh.
It's It's tricky, but I'm really excited because I worked at an association here in our state that wrote tons and tons of alcohol legislation. And so I'm aware of how particular some of the laws are about what you can say and what you can show. And that has made me very valuable to those folks because there aren't a lot of people who know how to keep them from a $5,000 fine from the ABC group. So I enjoy it, and they're fun. You know, they're pretty much always having a good time, and there's a lot of camaraderie in that industry, even though they're sort of all competing against each other. If one of them has some sort of a barrel break, their competitor will bring them an extra right away. It's kind of a cool thing to see.
I am writing a note, and I realize that it's really hard to spell distillery when you're talking to somebody. So crazy. So, if someone owns a winery or a distillery, and I am sorry if that's not spelled right, everybody, please don't massacre me on this live. But people need to reach out to you, Jeannie, because you get it. You understand that industry, and not just that, but also restaurants. Not everybody's willing to work in the restaurant space. I will say I have a background in restaurants, and I think they're really fun. Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
I have, and I was a waitress like everybody else, just about. And I think if you can do that job well, you can do any job in the world, frankly. But
Absolutely.
yeah.
There are still some days where I think it'd be really fun to just be a waitress like one night a week and like go do that just for fun because it was so entertaining. And surprisingly, not everybody does do it in their lifetime. And you can tell based on who is kind to a server and who is not kind to a server. It's very clear.
That's true. I didn't think about
So
that.
crazy. So, Jeannie, if people want to know more about you, where can they find you?
Well, I am in the midst of a huge rebranding. I have been the Social Southerner for several years, and as I'm now expanding and not just working with local clients, people think I plan birthday parties in the South. So I have taken my love of octopuses, which, yes, is the right plural. It's a derivative of Greek, not Latin. So it's not octopi, it's octopus. Just throw that out there. And the AR group. And so we are in the midst of finalizing that new website, but they can still find me at socialsoutherner.com.
So for now, it's socialsoutherner.com. That's where you can find Jeannie. Jeannie, thank you so much for joining me. This was so fun.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I can't say enough great things about SMU and you and the difference that you made to mine and so many other people's lives and businesses.
Don't make me cry. It's the end of the day. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you all later. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.